worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a blessed day today. It's a wonderful Wednesday down here, and I have the privilege of having Dr. Ted Brower on the show with me today. He's got service, he's on the show, so he'll be hosting it with me today as long as possible. If anything happens with his connection, I'll just take over, but we'll see how it goes. How are you doing today, Deb?
You know, Austin, I got a big fight with Verizon last year, and I'm doing great. And we canceled a Verizon cell phone service over a bill that was messed up. And I got to admit now that, you know, sometimes Verizon has a little bit better signal, but it's not worth hassling with their customer service as far as I'm concerned. They're awful. And so we're doing the best we can getting through it. But I went to the Lou Rockwell website today, and I pulled some stuff up about Putin, because Lou Rockwell is very, very accurate in what he says. And he has some very good quotes about what President Putin is saying about the New World Order, and the Western media has completely and totally ignored this. So you can go to his website and you can read through some of these quotes. I'm going to read a few of these to you. He began his speech by arguing that the oligarchy, 1%, now we're talking about the Rothschild banking cartel and the Rockefellers and all the rest of those boys who have tied in with them, dominate our world. They've abandoned substantive and equal dialogue with other actors in the international life. They have chosen not to improve or create universal institutions, and attempted instead to bring the entire world under the spread of their own organizations, norms, and rules. They choose the road of globalization and security for their own beloved selves, for the select few and not for all. He goes on to say, if the powers that be today find some standard or norm to their advantage, they force everyone else to comply. But if tomorrow these same standards get in their way, they're swift to overthrow them and set up new rules. Later, he goes on to say that they continue to churn out threats, imaginary and mythical threats against the Russian military threat, and explaining how it is a profitable business that can be used to pump new money into defense budgets at home, get allies to bend the single superpower's interests, expand NATO and bring its infrastructure, military units, and arms closer to our borders, which is the military-industrial complex, I've added that. And then he goes on to say about Russia propaganda. Another mystical and imaginary problem is that what I can only call the hysteria the USA has whipped up over the supposed Russian meddling in the American presidential election. The United States has plenty of genuinely urgent problems, it would seem, from the colossal public debt to the increase in firearms violence and cases of arbitrary action by the police. He goes more on these mythical threats, going beyond one politician. He goes, quote, in our mind, real leadership lies in seeing real problems rather than attempting to invent mythical threats and use them like steamrollers. This is exactly how Russia understands its role in global affairs. Then he goes on to say that the United States have created and armed terrorist groups whose cruel actions have sent millions of civilians into flight, made millions of displaced persons and immigrants, and plunged entire regions into chaos. Because we saw the same thing with Al-Qaeda. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an intensified entity representing the devils only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terror. The country behind this propaganda is the United States. In the speech, Putin also pointed to the fact we really don't live in a democracy anymore, explaining how modern countries have all the attributes of democracy, elections, freedom of speech, access to information, freedom of expression, but even in the most advanced democracies, the majority of citizens have no real influence on the political process and no direct and real influence on power. I tell you what, Austin, this is some great stuff that Putin just said. And we need to be paying attention very, very carefully, because the bear is talking over there in Russia, and the United States need to be listening, especially those of us who are awake and informed. Son, what do you think?
Yeah, he's pretty accurate about a lot of that. But as you said, you see the mainstream media has picked up on nothing that he says over there because they don't want to address any of that. I mean, that's the same thing we see as I talked about yesterday on the show. I went over the detail on kind of the top 15 things we have found out now from the Vault 7 WikiLeaks from the CIA information that they've basically gotten. And that's what you see is the even one of the things I brought up yesterday is that how the CIA has developed all the different malware and software, and they're able to use Project Umbrage, which is they use to frame foreign nations like Russia. What they do is they clone the hacking procedures of Russia to create false flag hacking attacks. They'd say the attacks are consistent with what we would expect from Russian hackers. This is what they tried to do with the election. They come up with this completely fraudulent information, has no backing at all, but they say, oh, Russia hacked the election. Russia tried to persuade the election. Russia was involved in it. First off, I hate to tell the entire mainstream media and the government and the CIA and everybody that's in that whole globalist agenda, they didn't have to hack anything. They didn't need to hack anything. Everybody was so sick of career politicians, they wanted somebody else in there besides the wicked witch of Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, and they showed us exactly what they were going to do as far as the American public, and we voted for it. So this whole thing they keep bringing up, in my opinion, is obfuscation, as the guy was just saying that you read that. It's to make us think that there's all these other things going on instead of focusing on the real problems with the Federal Reserve, with the insane immigration, with all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East that we're constantly starting to provoke over there. Don't look at that stuff. You guys need to focus on the fake cyber attacks that Russia implemented during the election. He's spot on, Dad.
Absolutely. In fact, yesterday I was doing a mountain hike, and we went to the Alum Cave Bluff trailhead mountain.
Okay, well, that was short-lived, but very interesting info. I have not read that yet, so I'm glad he was able to come on the show and address that. Also, too, as you see, the same thing that we're talking about with all these different incidences that come up, whether or not they're false flags or if they really are true Islamic violent attacks, as we saw at the Parliament today in the UK, where a knifeman took a vehicle and ran over a dozen people and then got out of the vehicle and started stabbing people before a cop shot him, pretty much identical of what we saw the Somalian refugee up at Ohio State University last November. Very similar to what we saw in Germany a few weeks ago with the guy running around the train station stabbing people. So, but what I brought that up for is what's crazy is CNN completely downplayed that event today. The fact that it was identical to what happened at Ohio State, their headlines on it was UK police investigate firearms incident near Parliament. No address of an Islamic attack. No address of the vehicle running over a dozen people. None of that. All they wanted to say was, oh, the UK are investing a firearms incident. That's exactly what they want everybody to believe in their mainstream narrative, that that is not really what's going on as far as the Muslim invasion with these guys constantly doing these violent attacks. Dad, are you back on with us, Dad?
I am back. I tried to move with my cell phone. I lost signal, so I'm sitting here strapped in my seat now, making sure I don't move again. Gosh. But you're absolutely right with what happened in England. Nobody wants to talk about the Muslim attacks. In fact, when Angela Merkel was actually with Trump the other day, he said something about the radical Muslim agenda and attacks. She kind of shook her head and acted like it didn't exist and didn't happen. That's how brainwashed she is. Let me tell you something. So yesterday I was walking up on a mountain hike, about a six-mile hike, in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And I'll never forget, I was meeting all these college students there on spring break. And a lot of them from Marshall, where the football team had gotten killed. They were really good kids. I liked all of those guys. And then suddenly the group of them came down, and they were from Illinois. And one of them had a, basically she said that she's a proud, you know, liberal feminist, right? And she's basically, I guess, a lesbian. And she's about 19 years old. And I stopped her. And she had this T-shirt on proclaiming this lack of femininity, I guess you'd call it. And I started asking her questions about what she really believed as a lesbian and as a feminist. And it was so funny. She didn't even know, as a millennial, what she believed. I asked her about 9/11. Of course, she doesn't even remember that. I asked her about Building 7. She had no idea what I was talking about. And finally, I said to her, I said, well, what do you suggest that we do? If people don't want to live together in unison and harmony, what do you think we should do? Kill one another? You see, we should shoot the other people? I mean, that's what you guys are saying out there in California. If someone tries to do something or is attempting to disagree, they should be allowed to be killed. Is that what you believe? She goes, well, no, I don't believe any of that. I said, what do you believe? Austin, I sat there literally for 15 minutes and talked to her and two of her friends, and I could not get anything that she believed out of her mouth. She was wearing the T-shirt because she thought it would get her attention and that it was something cool to do as a millennial. She had no ability to express anything except people need to get along. And I told her, I said, does it really help to wear giant vagina hats and march on Washington, D.C.? And she didn't know what I was talking about. These people, these millennials in these colleges, they're completely and totally clueless because they've been brainwashed by our educational system into believing the lies. And then when you try to tell them the truth, they simply don't want to hear the truth. And also, one other thing, I've been hiking that same trail for about 43 years since I was about 18 years old. And it's the first time on that trail up to Mount LeConte, Austin, that I fasted. There was trash laying on the trail. Trash. Where people were throwing stuff out of trash. And it was the first time that I saw a whole bunch of Hispanics out of Mexico hiking that trail. And it's the first time that I saw trash laying on the trail. Now, I'm not saying the Hispanics out of Mexico did that. I'm not saying that. I'm making two separate observations there. But I do know this. When I was in Puerto Vallarta a few years ago, and we were on a cruise ship and we were horseback riding, the horses had to kick the trash out of the way because no one has trash pickup there. In addition to that, I've watched migrants in our own hometown stop at McDonald's and throw entire bags of McDonald's out the windows to the point around my house, our home where we live, I've got to, every once in a while, pay somebody to pick the trash up on the road ever since the migrants moved into a neighborhood down the street. Now, you say, well, that sounds racist, Ed. Hey, this is not, I'm not saying anybody's doing any of this. I'm just saying I've seen it. And this is the first time on the trail to Mount LeConte I saw trash laying all over the trail. I could not believe it, Austin. I thought, what the heck is going on here? Why in the world does anybody think it's okay to go into a national park and start throwing trash down? At least if they wanted to put, if they wanted to throw something down like paper or whatever, at least reach over there on the left-hand side or the trail or the right-hand side of the trail, dig a little hole and bury it instead of just throwing it down. I'm not saying you should do that, but what I'm saying, at least it would be visible with everybody else looking at it. So it was interesting to me, son. And by the way, the chemtrails up here, as thick as a crop duster, they're just smoking this place down again today. So it's been interesting watching the change. Plus, the bird population here in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park has been decimated. The only thing I've seen a few of are geese. Other than that, pretty much no birds. Either they haven't arrived yet or they're all gone from all of the chemtrails they spray. But it's been interesting watching this. In the national park there in Cades Cove, they normally have 12 personnel there for maintenance who they keep to keep the crop, to keep the place looking right. The Park Service has cut back to 4 people now. They've cut down to 1/3 of what they had because of budgetary cuts in the national parks. Unbelievable all over again. I talked to one of the rangers and I said, look, why don't we stop dropping, you know, $200,000, $2 million, $5 million bunker buster bombs all over the world and spend some money here rebuilding our infrastructure? He goes, that's a great idea. This is what Donald Trump is running into. Think about it for a second. Why? I mean, we use a $2 million bomb to blow up a $150 Toyota pickup truck, you know? I mean, it's the nuttiest stuff I've ever seen that we do with our military, all to feed the military-industrial complex. So it's pretty interesting to sit here and watch it from another state, from another perspective, and just watch how bad the economy has gone here. By the way, I had read and had heard from multiple news agencies last year that Gatlinburg had a huge fire, and they did in the outskirts part of the park. But very few trees were damaged in the park as far as the older trees. A lot of the undergrowth was burned. In addition to that, none of the main street in Gatlinburg was damaged at all, only in some of the periphery, some of the houses. But the entire mainstream media hype of what happened in Gatlinburg is a complete and total joke. If you're planning on coming to Gatlinburg or the National Park for a vacation, don't allow the media that you heard last year to dissuade you from that. The guy at one of the campgrounds we stayed in, where we camped overnight, he told us basically that they're down by 50% this year in attendance already from spring break to spring break because everybody thinks the whole national park has been burned and Gatlinburg lays in rubble. So, I mean, so don't believe the media, guys. They're a bunch of liars, and all they want to do is hype the media so they can sell more advertising and make more revenue dollars. That's the only reason they do it, guys. So just stay with us, and we'll keep telling you guys the truth.
Yeah, well, a couple things on that. That's definitely sad to hear as far as what about Mount LeConte and the trash up there. I'm really sad to see that, because like you said, everybody's always had the ideology when you go up there, you pack in what you pack out, or you pack out what you pack in, so you don't leave trash everywhere, and nobody ever leaves trash up there. Also, too, in addressing to the little liberal feminist millennial, whatever she was, the thing that I've noticed now is that a lot of the young millennial generation is involved in a lot of these protests and a lot of this feminist movement and a lot of this really bizarre behavior, like you said, wearing vagina hats at protests, just really weird stuff like that, almost because it's the hip thing to do, or it's the cool thing to do right now. And as you just proved with that girl, she had absolutely no idea what her own ideas were, what her own beliefs were. She was simply doing it pretty much just to kind of get attention and be, I guess, with the cool crowd in college, because there's a huge, huge percentage now of the universities, especially the secular ones, where these guys come together and they hang out, and they hang out because they're trying to make change or make people get along or fight for feminist rights. But in truth, a lot of it is completely and totally nonsense, and they're not doing anything at all except looking like blithering idiots. Also, too, you called it out. You got to understand, it's 2017 right now, meaning most of the freshmen in college were 1 and 2 years old when 9/11 happened, meaning they don't even know it happened. They don't even know the real story. They never even witnessed it on television. I was, almost 14, I think, when it happened. I remember it clear as day. So it's funny you said that, because you don't really think about that now, but these kids that are sitting here with these just incredibly liberal ideas about things don't even realize what has happened with Homeland Security, with the Patriot Act, with all these things that happened when they were 1 and 2 years old, yet they want to just blow out of their mouth these unbelievably ignorant comments that they have no way of backing whatsoever. And yes, the money that we are spending dropping these bombs, that we use in fuel consumption on the AC-130 gunships to mow down one individual using a cell phone that could have maybe possibly could have had a cell phone that may have been planting a bomb, it's absolutely ludicrous how much fuel we're spending. They even brought that up on the movie Snowden that I watched the other day. Like I said in the yesterday show, there are some good parts of that movie. I wish they would have gone into detail and a little bit more of it. But when he is in the NSA, they're watching drone footage of these guys, not drone footage, AC-130 gunship footage of them killing these terrorists, and they're watching one of the videos, and the guy's on top of his little, his little mud hut with a cell phone in his hand, and Snowden comes in, and he goes, "What are you guys doing?" They goes, "Dude, we're about to watch this guy get blown away." And he goes, "What, you guys, they catch him blowing something up?" He goes, no, "We're doing IP trace attacks." He goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, this cell phone's been traced back to a terrorist, so as soon as we get a ping on it, we're about to hit it with the AC-130 gunship." And he goes, "Well, what if that's not the terrorist? What if the terrorist dumped his phone off at a store or somebody else picked it up?" No, "That we have good analytics for that. We're pretty sure he's the one with the phone." "Well, are you 100% sure?" By that time, boom, hit the thing with a big old 20-millimeter grenade multiple times. The place just disintegrates, and they're all jihad laughing. "Oh, yeah, that was great." And Stone kind of looks at him, and he goes, "So you guys knew that was the terrorist, right?" "Well, we got a ping on the IP on the cell phone, and a terrorist had that phone before." And he kind of just looks at him and shakes his head. That's what we do over there most of the time. Most people don't realize that we're just launching rounds and launching bombs on people because we think they could have possibly maybe been involved with something that could have involved a terrorist attack on their cousin's brother's mother's side in another country. This is how bizarre it's gotten. And his dad just said, instead of spending $2 million plus, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of dollars in fuel just to circle AC-130 gunships around a country for a half a day, why don't we start spending more money here on our infrastructure, our national parks, our roadways, instead of blowing up the military-industrial complex even further than it already is, Dad? So those are some great points.
Well, also with this lesbian feminist or whatever she was, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if she was even the... She acted like she wanted to be a lesbian. She acted like she wanted to be a feminist. She's wearing the T-shirt, but She didn't know what she believed. She's too young. She's like 18, 19 years old. And finally I asked her, I said, did you even know there was a third building that came down on 9/11, Building 7? And all three of them looked at me, well, we didn't know that. I said, why, instead of espousing these beliefs, this liberal philosophy that you have, I said, you know, I'm not a Republican. I said, I'm a libertarian. I said, you know, you guys need to realize that you guys allowed yourselves to get completely and totally hosed by what Hillary Clinton did to Bernie Sanders and stealing 16 primaries from him. They, well, that was a big disaster. I said, well, why don't you guys do something about that? And I said, what's crazy is you guys are about book burning. You don't want to read both sides of the argument. I said, George W. Bush was awful. Obama was awful. George's dad was awful. Clinton was awful. I said, my favorite president was John F. Kennedy, and second behind that was Ronald Reagan. And I said, you guys don't even understand what's happening in this country and how we're losing our rights, because you millennials, all you guys want to do is play on your iPhones, play on your smart TVs, and play on your doggone iPads all day long and sit in your little safe rooms. And they're looking at me like, well, you know, I can't believe you're saying this. I said, look, guys, here's the thing. There's some books you need to read. You need to watch 9/11 Mysteries online. It's for free. You need to get the book Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. It's for free online. And you need to read Billions for the Bankers and Deaths for the People. It's for free online. And they all looked at me and go, okay. I said, well, why aren't you writing these things down? You have your cell phones with you. Why aren't you writing these things down so you remember these things? And they said, well, we'll try to remember. I said, no, you're not interested. I said, all you want to do is espouse somebody else's views and try to make them your own. And you don't even know what they believe or what you believe. And all you're doing is parroting somebody else's nonsense. And I said, if you're going to parrot stuff from other people, I'm okay with that. But know what you believe. I said, Hitler burned the book. You don't have to burn the book. You can read both sides of the argument, and you can figure out which you want to believe and what you don't want to believe. I said, don't just believe other people because you think they're right. I said, formulate your own opinions and make your own decision. I said, our government is rotten to the core. We've got a bunch of pedophiles in Congress. These are the guys that are making the rules. And I said, this is the central bank, the Rothschild Empire, that's destroying us. I said, this is what we need to look at, not the fact that you want to wear a shirt that says you're a feminist. I said, come on, get a reality grip on what life is and who you guys need to be. And finally one of them go, well, I think we have to go now. I think we have to go now. I said, okay, good. I mean, this went on for like 15 minutes. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, but you guys, at least maybe you'll remember that everything I told you was correct, and you'll go back and you'll analyze everything I told you and do it. And I said, what was the main book I told you to read? Was something about a chessboard. I said, see, you don't even remember already. It's Pawns, P-A-W-N, a chess pawn, Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. I said, you guys need to get a grip on what reality is. You guys have just been protected too much. And so they kind of trotted off, and I thought to myself, well, either I just wasted my time or I changed three lives, one of the two, but I'm hoping it's somewhere in the middle there that I didn't waste my time, and I hopefully did make some changes to make them start thinking. Because guys, if we talk to people like this, if we talk to millennials like this, if we try to force them to wake up out of their slumber and out of their 72 immunizations and their brain dead stupor from the lack of IQ points that we've destroyed, guys, maybe we can get a few of these guys to actually get our point of view going to the millennial groups and start telling the truth to their fellow friends and fellow college students in these schools that they're attending. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right, because that's what everything is turned in now to, as you just said, with the fact that all these kids don't want to hear the truth. Like you said, all they want to do is book burn. So, yeah, I think a lot of us, if we can start talking to these kids in a real fashion and being honest with them, but the issue you run into with a lot of them is that most of them just pitch a fit. You actually ran into a subset of them that weren't really sure about anything, so they just kind of actually let you talk. Most of them just pitch a fit and start screaming and yelling and stomping their feet and throwing their fist up in the air and saying, You're fake news. you're whatever. So,
well, but remember
that a difference.
Well, remember, that's only when they're in a group. So there were only three against
that's true.
That. They weren't willing. They didn't want to deal with a 61-year-old alpha male talking to them. They didn't want to deal with that. They've been out there. If they've been 30 or 40 of them, that's exactly what they would have done. 30 to 40 against one, they'd be good with that. Or if I'd been a woman talking, they'd be good with that. But not three against one. They had two girls and one guy against one guy talking. That wasn't enough, because the guy was definitely a beta male. He was not an alpha male at all. He was just sitting around listening to us all. And I guarantee I can hear the conversation as they're walking down the hill. I can't believe you wore that stupid shirt. I can't believe we got subjected to hearing about 9/11 because of your shirt. God, why don't you not wear that nonsense anymore? But you know that's what's good. That's what she's going to hear. Oh, by the way.
Oh, I guarantee you that's what's going to get brought up. And you know what, though? She may not wear that shirt out in public again unless she's 40 or 50 deep with her little liberal friends. So you may have actually changed her thoughts on that at least a little bit.
Well, that's true. Oh, by the way, Fox News has pulled Judge Napoliano completely off the air.
Yep.
Now. They've pulled him off the air indefinitely now after he made claims that a British intelligence agency had wiretapped Trump Tower, which is probably true. Napoliano, a Fox News analyst, is not scheduled to appear on the network in the near future. I mean, it's really sad that they're doing this. Remember, he had his own show, and they took him off his own show because he was telling the truth. This boy needs to be a Supreme Court justice. Now, whether you could ever get it through the Senate and the Congress, I have no idea, but he needs to be on the Supreme Court because he's a true constitutional conservative, and that's what we need in the United States. And quite frankly, I would completely support him for Supreme Court nominee because, quite frankly, some of the other picks that Trump is looking at aren't that good. And we got to get that Bader Ginsburg whack bag and that mayor off the doggone court. There's some people on that court that need to go away, and hopefully they'll retire and just fade out into nothingness. But these people just nauseating me off, some of these guys on the Supreme Court. They're absolutely awful. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was actually my next story was Judge Napolitano, and I'm not surprised they're doing this because, remember, when we watched that, I watched that video 2 weeks ago with you, and he straight called out the deep state and the CIA and what they're capable of doing. I mean, he straight called it out on Fox News. We talked about it. It was like a five-minute segment, and then a couple days later, he talked about how President Barack Obama circumvented domestic spying laws by utilizing agents of the British Intelligence Service to do his biddings. He said he had spoken to multiple intelligence agents who say that President Barack Obama did not use the FBI, the CIA, or the NSA to directly spy on Trump and his surrogates at Trump Tower, but rather used a workaround via British Intel Service. He said three separate intelligence sources believe that President Obama veered outside the chain of command. He said this was done to secure plausible deniability, so meaning
right.
If the Obama administration did spy on Trump, they would never have a way of proving it. And now they're saying that, oh, he didn't verify his sources. He was inaccurate with that statement. That's what they're saying now. The Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, they've all printed this out now, basically claiming that the Judge Napolitano is fake news, is what they're essentially insinuating now,
right.
Because of exactly what he said when me and Dad brought up that show 2 weeks ago, calling out the CIA, the deep state. He even said the CIA will make sure Trump gets information they want him to get. If they don't want him to get it, they will bury it and he will never see it. And he was completely dead on. He said the entire CIA needs to be under congressional hearing and they need to be investigated for all these allegations that WikiLeaks has released. So I'm sad to hear that he's not on anymore and he's no longer scheduled, but I am not surprised, Dad. He definitely called out the deep state a little too close for what the cockroaches like to be called out at. So, I mean, when this happens, almost every time we see the exact same thing happen, they have to shut up the opposition. They do not want free speech going on. They want controlled speech going on that they give you the illusion that it's free.
Well, he's not careful, he'll have another heart attack with no autopsy. I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what these guys do. I mean, I don't want to speak that over him. God protect him. But the truth is, this is how these guys just kind of disappear and go into obscurity, then they die. I mean, you know, that my clear, when Ken LaHaye was with Enron, got convicted and found guilty, he was dead a couple hours later in his cell with a heart attack, no autopsy, done cremated within an hour or so after his death. Not anything I've ever seen. Same thing with Judge Scalia last summer. You know, when he ended up basically, you know, dying and nobody knew what happened and all of a sudden no autopsy was ordered for him either. I mean, these guys, the CIA, always remember that the CIA controls the media. We have to understand that the mainstream media is controlled through the CIA and the CIA is a satanic organization and they're controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel with the wizards and the sorcerers. I've talked to you guys about that many, many, many times. This is all part of the deep state, all part of the Rothschild cartel. That's being funded through the Exchange Stability Fund and through the importation of the heroin, which is pumped back into that organization, going back into the Treasury, going into their black op budget. If you want to watch a really good article, good video series on that, look up the Exchange Stability Fund. It's like a 6 or 8 part series, or like 6 or 7, 8, 10 minutes each, and watch the entire thing, and they'll explain that in detail, how the Treasury was taken over by the Rothschild cartel, and how the Federal Reserve runs the Treasury and runs the country through the deep state, through the shadow government. very good video series you can watch online explains that in a lot better detail than I can on a short show. By the way, Border Control agents now have been given police powers to arrest tourists. Unbelievable. Imagine driving down the road and being stopped by a Border Control agent for speeding. Imagine the Border Control agent responding to domestic abuse calls at people's homes. Imagine Border Control responding to trespassing calls and detaining motorists with canines. You can stop imagining because it's happening in New York, Vermont, Maine, and now New Hampshire. House Bill 1298 gives DHS Border Control agents police powers in New Hampshire. Americans can forget about the DHS's 100-mile border citizen zone inside the U.S. because now the Border Patrol has arrest powers throughout the entire state. Chief Leonard Stell of the Swanton Police Department of Vermont calls DHS's role scene stabilization, which is really just a euphemism for a national police state program. Colonel Kevin Jordan, the head of the New Hampshire Fish and Game, said conservation officers will also have arrest powers. According to Wikipedia, Border Patrol agents have full arrest powers even while off duty. Guys, this is the brown shirts. This is what's going on right now. We're getting a group of people now that have, they've got millions, if not billions, of rounds of ammunition now with the Department of Homeland Security that have the ability to now do anything they want to do and to come into your homes and arrest you. Florida, because our state's only 100 miles across, they have the full authority in the entire state of Florida from sea to sea to come in and arrest anybody. This is some crazy stuff that's going on. And, guys, it's not going to get any better. And, again, we're seeing Trump being completely hamstrung by the deep state, beaten by the deep state, not being allowed to do what he can do from an executive standpoint to stop a lot of this tyranny. So, guys, we got to keep praying for him. And if he's not doing what he needs to do, we need to pray that he's convicted by the Holy Spirit and he'll be able to do that. Because remember, guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That includes Donald Trump. But he's got to be willing and obedient to walk in the ways of Jesus Christ and be willing and obedient to do the way to walk the way Jesus wants him to walk. Because if we walk the way Jesus walked, we do what Jesus did, it pleases God, is what it says in 1 John. So, guys, we have to remember this. We've got to support Trump on all of these different things because he's swimming with a bunch of sharks, like we heard about last week. And so it's one of those deals. He's just trying not to get eaten, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's realized real quick how deep the deep state is and how far the globalist powers reach. I think he was a bit naive on a lot of that when he was running for president. I think he kind of had a very positive approach, which I loved, but I don't think he realized the extent of which these guys have control. And like we said before, man, we were going to see how much control he was going to get if the chemtrails stopped once he became president. And as you see, that's not what's happened. So all we can do is keep praying that he can continue to stay strong and do what he needs to do. Also, in other news with health pertaining to glyphosate, this is a longer article I found, but this is pretty wild now. Most people would be unwilling to use herbicide for medicinal purposes, but that hasn't stopped Monsanto now from patenting the star ingredient of their flagship herbicide, Roundup, as an antibiotic. This started back in 2003. The corporate giant first submitted a patent for glyphosate as a parasitic control type antimicrobial agent. In other words, an antibiotic. The patent was actually granted 7 years ago under the table, and nobody even heard a word from anybody about it. Monsanto patented the combination of glyphosate and polyvalent also oxic acid as a method preventing and treating pathogenic infections like malaria. Glyphosate, guys. Glyphosate. As the patent explains in detail, parasites from the phylum of Apicoplexa are often responsible for diseases in humans and animals, and glyphosate is capable of inhibiting the growth of these parasites. This patent certainly brings even more concern about the impending Bayer-Monsanto merger that we've seen, but more importantly, it raises a very, very significant question. On top of all the toxic effects we've seen, is glyphosate contributing to the proliferation of antibiotic-resistant bacteria as well? Well, recent research has now come to light that the herbicide could indeed be directly contributing to the superbug epidemic we're seeing around the world with antibiotic resistance. Scientists from the University of Canterbury in New Zealand have piloted new research that shows glyphosate is not just an herbicide, but a potent vector for antibiotic-resistant disease. This is nuts, guys. Professor Jack Heineman from the university says that while the herbicide may be tested for their ability to kill bacteria, they are not tested for what other effects they may have on microbes. He goes, so what we found was that exposure to some very common herbicides can cause bacteria to change their response to antibiotics. They often become antibiotic resistant, but we also saw increased susceptibility and also no effect. In some cases, we saw increased resistance even to important clinical antibiotics. The professor went on to explain that these results were not surprising as they enlisted other research because they were so surprised from different institutions to conduct the exact same experiments in a different environment without knowing exactly what she was adding to the bacteria to help ensure the validity of their findings. The research conducted at Massey University yielded the exact same results as done by the University of Canterbury. The effects they uncovered were so relevant to people and animals who were exposed to pesticides used in similar concentrations of what they tested. Now, while the amounts used by the team were of greater concentration than was currently supposed to be allowed in food, we all know the amount of glyphosate residue in and on food and in water often surpasses what is deemed permissible. As antibiotic resistance continues to grow, the threat that glyphosate poses simply cannot be ignored. We already know as well on top of that that bacteria that reside in the human gut is also harmed by glyphosate. We also know it causes an increase in cancer. So it has all these negative side effects now, and sure enough, Monsanto patented as an antibiotic back in 2010, Dad. Is this not surprising? But is that some bizarre research to hear?
Nothing surprises me. It's everything they could do to get more and more glyphosate into human beings because of what it does as far as cancer causing. Remember, this all goes back again to the Jason Committee back in the 50s and 40s in which they said they have to destroy or reduce the population of the planet. And they're doing it by any means necessary. And this glyphosate is just everything now. I mean, the thing that I noticed yesterday, and I've noticed in the park, and you guys will notice this if, too if you come up here or even maybe in your own town, a lot of people are genuinely really, really unhappy. They really have, you can tell, they're either on meds or their brains aren't functioning or they're suffering with early onset senile dementia. But they're very, very unhappy. And the problem is that they don't even know the reason, one of the reasons they're being unhappy is because a lot of their nutrients aren't being allowed to be absorbed properly because of the glyphosate that's in their food. And that's one of the things that glyphosate does. It prevents the absorption of nutrients. I read that last week. And see, if you don't have your right mind about you, if you don't have the right nutrients, your brain can't function properly and you can't think clearly. And so I was really shocked at how many people are just very, very, very unhappy here in the United States, when you really get out in public and start talking to people, and you just see the sadness on people's eyes, and that's because the vast majority of the population of the country is basically medicated. And either they're medicated through the glyphosate, they're medicated through the chemicals of the food supply, they're medicated by their tricyclic antidepressant drugs, or their Prozac, or their serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or they're basically being medicated by statin drugs, which make your brain go to mush. I mean, you know, what, close to 100 million people are now taking statin drugs if you get the accurate numbers from these companies that sell these things. This is some crazy stuff, and it turns the brain to mush. By the way, Colin Kaepernick, he no longer can get a job in the NFL after he kneeled down during the national anthem, and the NFL executives say they genuinely hate him. You got to understand what they do. Well, this guy's an idiot. He's an idiot. Okay, number one, he's making millions and millions of dollars a year. Number two, he's in a situation where he has a national TV audience, and he kneels down during the national anthem, got unbelievable blowback from that because he basically so disrespected the NFL. Remember, the NFL, there's a bunch of right-wing white people that watch that programming. That's who watches that stuff primarily. And when they see somebody do something like this to their country, to their flag, to their national anthem, they're not going to put up with it. And quite frankly, I'm glad he's gone. I hope we never see the guy again. And the NFL, they're also saying that the NFL maybe also be doing this some form of punishment because they don't want him, any other players to continue to do this. Because once they realize what happens to them once they do this and their free agent status comes up for renewal, that basically they don't get a new contract. I mean, it was incredibly stupid that he did what he did and it's incredibly stupid that now he's surprised that he can't get a job in the NFL, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw that article earlier, too. Kind of made me laugh because, yeah, I mean, here's the stupid thing about it is, like you just said, a large position of people that watch the NFL are right-wing, or at least they think they're patriotic or they're American, and to sit there and be like, oh, well, cops have killed a couple people unjustly throughout the United States, and I don't agree with that, so on national television, I'm going to sit down. A couple times, he sat down in his chair. He refused to stand up during the national anthem and sat there while the cameras blasted him all over the screen. I don't know what type of blithering idiot he is, why he thought that was going to go well for him in the long term, especially in that sport. And that sport, maybe in some really, really liberal sport that I don't even know exists, maybe that's okay to do. But in the NFL, I'm not a huge fan of the NFL. I really don't watch it, but that is very disrespectful to the national anthem and to the flag, regardless if you agree with a lot of the stuff our country has done. Doing it on national television in front of your audience base that essentially is paying you, the whole reason why you make $5, $10, $15 million a year in the NFL is because of the audience. If the audience dissipated down to zero in the NFL, those guys would be out of a job. So that's kind of what he gets, in my opinion, for acting a fool like that on national television. But yeah, I saw that too. I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, what's your next story?
Next one. This is pretty wild here. As you were talking about the feminists and their unbelievably idiotic behavior, this one's even better now. Feminist moms are now creating hijab Barbies to fight racism. This is what they say. Three moms in Pittsburgh are creating Hello Hijabob, however you say that, hijab, the little hat things, the little scarf things that the Muslim women have to wear. They're making them for Barbie-compatible Islamic headscarves to encourage inclusivity and fight racism. Apparently, they're unaware of the fact that hijab is a symbol of Islam's brutal oppression of women. Geisel Fiderman, Safiya Bereka, and Kristen Michaels are repurposing hijabs to create veils for Barbie dolls so that the children become more comfortable with being surrounded by veiled Muslim women. Don't you guys love this agenda that they're trying to push on us, making it okay to have this type of significant female oppression, and that the Muslim behavior and their entire religion is supposed to be accepted and basically taken for what it is, even when they try and run you over with their car and stab you with a butcher knife. This is what one of the idiot moms said. She said, they will see it as kind of a memory from their playtime, and then they will grow into a kinder generation being used to playing with dolls that look different from them. She said the idea came to her after realizing that none of her daughter's dolls look like her Muslim friends. Oh my God, some of these people, you can't even, stupid doesn't even describe them. What's so stupid about this, though, is they're failing to even realize that the entire aspect of this is all about completely dominating feminism. There's even video footage from Syria and Iraq, Syria recently, showing Muslim women discarding and burning their veils they were forced to wear by ISIS jihadists. The $6 handmade hijabs will come with a card explaining why it is. And in other words, it will come with the card denying that the hijab is exactly what it is, an international symbol of oppression. So this guy wrote a comment on here. I had to read this. It's funny. He said, maybe the moms can repackage Barbie dolls to include miniature stones so children can practice barbarically executing female rape victims. It's not really funny, guys. That's really not. I should have said that. But I thought it was kind of humorous, the fact that he made that statement, because it really is kind of a joke. They need to start making miniature rocks now and miniature whips that a lot of these sicko Muslims use over there in the Middle East if they really want to encourage this type of behavior with Barbie dolls, Dad.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, that's almost a story that borders on parody, because it's hard for me to believe that, you know, I should have asked a feminist yesterday on the trail if she wanted to be, Islamic on top of everything else, but I didn't do that. By the way, the chemical that causes more cancer and death than any other chemical, and you guys are going to be shocked by this one, because you first start thinking, well, it's going to be glyphosate or something else. Nope, it's something that almost every single person uses every single day. The California Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment recently released a document called Evidence of the Carcinogenity of Fluoride, and it salts, that highlights the many health hazards caused by the consumption of fluoride. The report already states that multiple lines of evidence show that fluoride causes bone cancer, an emission that already recognizes it as a primary cause of bone cancer. The report goes on to state that fluoride includes and induces genetic changes and other cellular changes, leading to malignant transformations and cellular immune response, thereby increasing the risk of the development of osteosarcomas. Multiple studies from Dr. Dean Burke, the former head of the cytochemistry section at the National Cancer Institute, have also drawn the connection between fluoride and cancer. Dr. Burke's research dating back to 77, which is, 40 years ago now, revealed that fluoride ingestion led to the growth of thyroid tumor cell cancer. Guys, read the book called Fluoride, The Aging Factor by Yamiatis. Fluoride, The Aging Factor by Yamiatis. That book's probably well over 30 years old now. I read it over 30 years ago, and I've never intentionally ingested fluoride since. You know, I won't even go into restaurants unless I bring my own water, and I won't even use their ice because unless they have fluoride-free ice. You think, well, that's ridiculous, Ted. Well, I didn't say it wasn't ridiculous. I agree with you. It's ridiculous when I go to that point. But that's how serious I am. Fluoride is rat poison. So if let me ask you guys a question. Here I am. Okay, we're going to start this over again. Let's say we go into a restaurant, and you bring your own distilled water into the restaurant, okay? And you bring a jug of distilled water, you pour a glass of distilled water, and the waiter comes over, he has a dropper. And on the dropper, there's a big skull and crossbones, and it says, dangerous compound, rat poison, do not ingest, causes immediate death, whatever. And you say, okay, what is it? He goes, well, it's fluoride, pure concentrated fluoride. That's okay. So he takes one drop of the fluoride and puts one drop in your big glass of water. Are you going to drink it? Absolutely not. You're going to say, I'm not going to put this in my body. I'm not going to put a drop of deadly poison in my body. And he says, well, no, it's not high enough concentrations. It's not going to do that to you. You know, you have to drink more of that. You have to drink 20 or 30 drops of a glass of water to kill you. This won't do anything. This will help your teeth, which is a lie. And you go, what are you, on crack? Are you nuts? No. That's why I don't use fluoride ice cubes, period. Why am I going to take my good distilled water and put fluoride in? I'm not going to do that. It's poisonous. It's rat poison. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. I mean, it's unbelievably toxic. It's all unbelievably corrosive. And we were on a cruise ship a couple of years ago, and I asked them, what kind of water do you have? They said, well, we distill our own water in our systems, but you know, with the engine, and then we put it into the holding tanks, and we pump it throughout the ship. And I said, you put chlorine? He said, well, we put a little bit of chlorine in that because we have to make sure the water doesn't have any bacteria. And I said, what about fluoride? He goes, absolutely not. We can never put fluoride in the ship inside of the pipes because it's too corrosive. It'll eat up the pipes inside of the ship. We will never do that. So I thought, whoa, that's crazy. So what we did, we were on this cruise, so I brought some of these basic filters that took chlorine out because it was distilled water with chlorine added to it. All we do is run them through a filter instead of trying to carry a bunch of bottled water on the boat with them, which we've done that before too. But the thing about it is, guys, yes, I'm that serious about fluoride. It's that poisonous. And if you read that book, Yamiatis, The Aging Factor, you will never, ever intentionally ingest chlorine again, period, because it's that toxic. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, it is. I mean, I've read a lot of that stuff, too, especially when I was younger. And I mean, it's funny because people used to always laugh at me. In college, they'd make jokes about it because when they come in the dorm, when I lived on campus, I used to always have gallon jugs everywhere. And a lot of times they were always empty because I hadn't filled them back up again. And what I would do is, and I had some of them that were plastic, which I tried to avoid. I had some of them that were BPA free and I had some that were glass. It was hard to keep up with all of them, but I wouldn't drink the water there and I wouldn't drink the water from the sink. A lot of people, they just go in the bathroom, fill sink water, you know, with a glass and drink that. I used to actually go to Publix every week and refill my water with the reverse osmosis glacier systems that they have at the front or the back of the store for 30 cents a gallon. Fill them in a shopping cart, fill them up, buy food, buy whatever's ever going to do once a week. Usually on Sundays is when I did it. Then come back over to the dorm and unload them all. And people, you always like, why do you have so many water jugs? I said, because I like drinking clean water, man. You ever wonder why I'm so sharp? I'm not a fluoride idiot. I drink clean water. I don't want to drink tap water. It's especially from Lakeland. It's toxic, man. Lakeland tap water is toxic. If you've ever taken a shower in Lakeland tap water, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So bad that the first week I was in the dorms, I actually came over back over to the office and got one of our ShowerWise shower filters and put it in there and left it in there. And because there was two showers in the one dorm we had, and I only put it on one, and I said, I'm using this one. Anybody else wants to use it, they're more than welcome to, but when I come in here, this is my shower, and that's what I use, because I could not shower in that stuff. It would make my skin so dry. If that laughs at me, but he knows it's true.
It's true. Oh, by the way, let's talk about HPV. Oh, back to the HPV vaccine and the marketing to the National Institutes of Health. This is an interesting article by Erickson. As an employee of the National Institute of Health, and part of the National Institutes of Health, it's certainly within Dr. Schiffman's job description to write articles promoting human papillomavirus virus vaccine. He's supposed to promote this vaccine, but he has gone against this vaccine, and now they're basically censoring him, and they do not want him to publish an article on this. In fact, in 2016, he was supposed to write a positive article, and he published an article titled, Carcinogenic Human Papillomavirus virus Infection, Censoring Any Negative Comments Regarding HPV Vaccine on Taxpayer-Funded Websites. On January 19, 2017, the eminent pathologist, Xinghang Li, commented via public med comment stating, Schiffman and colleagues finally admitted at the end of the abstract that the implementation of HPV vaccine and screening globally remains a challenge. However, the authors did not present the whole truth required for a balanced analysis. It took nearly a month for Dr. Schiffman to respond to the entire argument. 5 days later, he finally responded by saying, Dr. Schiffman's responses to my initial comment on the primer needs to be rebuttal, point out the misleading and obfuscating statement. Almost immediately, discussion was effectively shut down by the removal of Dr. Lee's comment. Does this not seem like a gross violation of public trust? Because this product causes ovarian failure and it needs to be taken off the market, and thousands of girls have had their lives destroyed, including premature menopause because of this product, but they're censoring their own doctors and not allowing them to discuss the problems associated with this vaccine. Guys, to me, this is the most dangerous vaccine you can ever take. We have another friend of Harrison. She's 17, 18 years old. She was admitted to the hospital last week, paralyzed after she'd had the HPV shot. That's two now. That's two families with two girls that I know in the past year. Both of these girls have paralysis now because of the HPV shot, in my opinion, because it happened almost immediately after the administration of these shots. Guys, this is complete and total insanity that we're giving this to these young girls, thinking it's going to help them. The main reason they gave it to start with, because the girl has become sexually active at a young age with many, 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 many multiple sex partners, that it would help help her be protected from ovarian HPV, human papillomavirus virus, stuff causing cancer, ovarian cancer, and cervical cancer. The crazy stuff is, it doesn't work. It doesn't do that. All it does is cause all these horrible, debilitating side effects. So, guys, that's one thing. If you're listening to me today, if you've got daughters, if you stand up for anything as far as vaccines, this is one of those you say, no, absolutely not, and don't allow her to be given that vaccine by the school nurse and not even know she was given the vaccine. That's so important, Austin, that we point that out to people.
Oh, man, no. The HPV one is something that's beyond toxic. We even did the show last month on the one research study that tested all those different vaccines, and the HPV vaccine actually tested for heavy metal lead, tested positive for lead on three different vials that they tried it on. We went into detail on that on one show. Lead, guys, is incredibly toxic. They don't put it in paint. They don't put it in fuel anymore for street use. There's a reason why. It's not healthy even in small amounts to breathe or be exposed to, yet it was in a vaccine that's directly injected into your muscle tissue. Not good stuff at all. I've even talked to people that are pro-vaccine, They still give their kids shots, and you bring up the HPV vaccine, and they go, oh, no, we don't get that one. No, that's a bad one. And I'm like, oh, gosh, you're pro-vaccine, and you still don't like HPV. That should say something right there to anybody that is interested about that. Also, too, in other news, Starbucks now is facing even more backlash. They've had to come out today now and state that they will hire now 25,000 veterans and their spouses by 2025 because of all the backlash they're getting for promising to hire refugees like they did last month. They said they were going to try and hire 10,000 refugees because that's just what they wanted to do. And the boycott Starbucks has exploded on Twitter. It's been on Instagram. It's on Facebook. If you click, I did it earlier today. If you just type in boycott Starbucks and click search, just those boycott Starbucks, you get a full 548,000 results just showing up with boycott Starbucks. So there's a lot of people that are not happy with Starbucks. I've gone into detail in before why I do not support Starbucks in any way, shape, or form. They use crap coffee. It tastes horrible. I don't even drink coffee, but I would never drink theirs. They hate guns. They hate straight people. They hate people that aren't refugees. Golly, this just don't support them. How about that? That just makes it easy for everybody, Dad.
I'm sorry, Austin. Maybe a couple links. You guys can look up Iowa girl faces death, life destroyed by Gardasil vaccine. Gardasil vaccine given without consent ruins life of 14-year-old girl. After 3 years of suffering, 19-year-old girl dies from the Gardasil vaccine. Gardasil is a decision we will always regret. The Gardasil vaccine afterlife by daughter is a shadow of her former self. Gardasil, an experience no child should have to go through. I want my daughter's life back the way it was before Gardasil. Gardasil vaccine destroyed and abandoned. 15-year-old vaccinated by force with Gardasil now suffers paralysis and pain. Guys, I got another 50 of these I could read to you. These are all links that you can look up with Google, and you can look and read it yourself. Guys, I want to thank you. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here and being our friends and being part of the family discussion every day and hearing our both good and bad jokes. Sometimes our proper laughter about stuff. We love you. We appreciate you guys. I hope to be back with you guys tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Austin, it's all yours, buddy. Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, man. Glad you're on the show today. Also, too, if you guys want to check it out on the website, the product of the week is the thyroid support. This is a huge product. Every time this goes on sale, it's huge. The reason why, it massively increases T4, the conversion of T4 to the more active T3. Very, very effective and excellent for those with hypo or hyperthyroidism. Really helps them with hypo, though, when they have a very sluggish thyroid. We've actually had people that, under the care of their doctor, under the advice of their doctor, they've been able to actually come off their T3 medication while using thyroid support. Also, too, it's great if you're trying to burn body fat. I use this product almost every single time in prep or whenever I'm dieting down. What it does is it really increases the thyroid, massively speeds it up. Take some of those whenever you're doing cardio or before your workout, and in my opinion, it can really help burn body fat naturally without any type of rebound or suppression of the thyroid gland. So check it out. It's on the website, healthmasters.com, over 15% off for the week. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.